Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Why, thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure to hear that voice. Oh, always a pleasure to hear Daoud Saeed's intro music, which is, by the way, called Mainstream, and he's on Reverb Nation. Got to get that plug out there. It is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and what a cool show. Actually, I got here by the skin of my teeth today. It's okay. It's all good. Oh, gosh, some great music, some holiday sounds for you. Some nodding to the legends that have gone, that are still with us. One of them, you know I'm not going to do this show without a little nod to Sonny Rollins, right? I hope you know that, if you know me at all. Really good music here. And let's start out with one of those legends that we lost. And my gosh, some of us miss him still so badly. Momentarily. Debbie Poole coming up for you next hour, one of Baltimore's best kept secrets. You are going to know that when you hear Debbie Poole, it will suddenly occur to you why we always keep talking about the Baltimore-DC corridor and up the street to Philly is one of the best regions in the world for music, let alone jazz. Holy cow. Debbie Poole's got a new CD out. We're going to cover that first back to that legend we were talking about. Miles Davis. Yeah, you know about Round Midnight, and you're going to hear it on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Yes. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Think of a better song to hear on a rainy, gloomy day than that one right there by Joyce Cooling, Global Cooling, from the CD of the same name. Oh, gracious. Let me just say a word or two about Joyce Cooling. She was just on with Joy Hall and I last night on the other show, Cool Jazz Conversations, which is heard every Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Joyce and her associate, Kelly, made it a point to get on with us last night so she could deliver a message. And that message is that the original song that she had out, back in 2008, It's Feeling Like Christmas. You're hearing the coffee pot in the background, by the way. I'm sorry. That single means so much to many of us this year, because it's the holiday season, as you know, and a lot of folks don't necessarily feel all happy and cheery because it is. Joyce knew that, and she wanted to make it a point that if anybody purchased that single, It's Feeling Like Christmas, via joycecooling.com, proceeds would go to her two favorite organizations, NAMI and FHR. NAMI stands for the National Alliance for Mental Illness, and Fellowship Health Resources, FHR. And the reason that Joyce is so stone cold into this is because her brother has had mental issues for a long time. He's been challenged, and she really takes this to heart. A lot of folks we know are suffering the same thing. She is so warm and so loving and so lovely that she not only agreed to come on at the last minute, pretty much last yesterday, but she's also going to be coming on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy on the 22nd. Can you imagine any artist wanting to spend a couple of days before Christmas doing radio or anything except chilling? She's the real deal. So when you go to her website, you'll be able to find out how you can contact NAMI and find out where there's a place in your neighborhood. If you need somebody, if you need help yourself, please reach out. You don't have to be alone this season or any time of the year, but it's hard this Christmas season if you don't have somebody or family or you don't think you have friends. You really do, and they'll be a friend for you, and they'll actually help to find you friends and help to find you again. So keep that in mind. Kenny Lattimore from Washington, D.C., we heard from too, Someday at Christmas. This particular song I found from my very own 1996 Victoria's Secret Christmas Dreams and Fantasies CD. I just found out something shocking. Maybe you knew. I did not know. After 9 years, he and Shantae Moore are no longer married. As of July, and Shantae confirmed it in August. I guess that's why she's going to be with Joey Somerville and company at a big New Year's Eve soiree in California. I'll have to find out more. I'm so intrigued. If you do a Google search, gosh knows what you'll find. I'm just saying to you that Shantae and Kenny are getting some kind of buzz on the internet. Let's move on, shall we? Miles Davis, Round Midnight. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so good to hear that from Round About Midnight. And, of course, that track that we heard is a Thelonious Monk composition. I hear Thelonious wasn't too happy about Miles doing the song or wasn't happy with the outcome. No matter. You know what? Everybody had their own thing going on then, and it was wonderful. Recorded back in the mid-50s, on board after being newly signed to Columbia Records, John Coltrane on sax, bassist Paul Chambers, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and Red Garland on keys. Monumental scenario right there, and many say that not only was this a finest hour for Miles, who had many, but you could hear the stirrings of how he liked to nurture his bands and the assemblies of people that he had in mind. Many times he did not tell folks who gathered what they were about to play. You can imagine how it was to play for Miles Davis, can you? Here's something that you should know. We have been waiting since 2007 for this. I know that Don Cheadle has. Don Cheadle is supposed to star in a Miles Davis film. Now, what Don had in mind was A Day in the Life, done documentary style. Here's where it gets sticky. Producer Nick Davis Raines wants something in the way of like the Ray Charles movie that you saw, or something along the lines of what was done with Johnny Cash's life on the widescreen. So there are discrepancies as to who wants what, but Don has the backing of the Miles Davis estate, which meant getting the okay almost instantaneously from Sony, who has the best of Miles Davis on audio. So who do you think's going to win? It's still in its stages process. I'm not sure who's going to get what he wants as far as how to convey the message, but there will be a Miles Davis story on the widescreen, and we're hoping that all of this gets finished in 2012. We'll see. Debbie Poole is going to be with us next hour, and my goodness, doesn't she have a myriad of guests in the chat room? I see Mr. Williams is here, and I see Aubrey is here, and also Mr. H. And I won't say all of their names because some folks want to be anonymous. That's cool. But we have a wild and woolly chat room so far. Glad all of you could join us. This is so nice. Let's see what we can get into next, huh? We're maybe going to get into some trouble today. No, we're not. Not as far as Darren Ron is concerned. He just had a birthday. We want to get more into the holiday spirit. How about Angels We Have Heard on High, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Yeah.
vois danser le long des golfes clairs à des reflets d'argent la mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie, la mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs, la mer bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés, voyez ces oiseaux blancs à bercer le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour, la mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie.
Chantal Chamberlain. And let me tell you about the song first. La Mer, the Sea, was written and first recorded by French singer Charles Trenet in the 1940s. Now, an English version that you may be familiar with called Beyond the Sea, which had real different lyrics than the original, was a hit for Bobby Darin in the 1960s. And then jazz vocalist, guitarist George Benson in the 80s. And with a song of love, the sea gently rocks my heart for life. Just beautiful. Let me tell you about Chantal. Whew, man, what a torch singer. Throwback to the past, isn't she? But she's one of those Canadian secrets that I guess is not so secret anymore. She's had 4 CDs out. She's had accolades across the board. She was part of a folk rock duo called Open Mind in the Montreal region. She sings in both French and English. And La Mer is from The Other Woman, which is the 4th CD out. If you go to ChantalChamberlain.com, you will see more about her. She's intriguing looking. She reminds me of an actress whose name is... Oh, yes! She's like a younger version of Cameron Mannheim. She looks like a formidable presence when she sings. I'm real intrigued about finding more out about Chantal. Herbie Hancock, I don't think I have to tell you about him, huh? From Jingle Bell Swing and also Jingle Bell Jazz on Columbia. Very interesting. It's Herbie Hancock with Chick Corea and Deck the Halls. And it's really interesting that one of the writers, when they talked about this inclusion in Jingle Bell Jazz, said that part of the process of recording the song back in 1969 was including a nonne. So I was not familiar with nonne, also French, and that means essentially that there's nine musicians for performance purposes. So if you want to get a taste more of Chick and of Herbie together, I really implore you to go to a 1978 recording. It's An Evening with Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea. And when you hear them do their thing live, it's so phenomenal because they're only born a year apart, and they both have similar backgrounds, both have same tastes in who they think is inspirational, not only in jazz but in classical music. And when you hear the interplay of these keyboards, you think, am I in heaven? It's really an astounding work of art. One of my friends on Facebook earlier today said that he saw that concert performance, and it was unbelievable. Darren Rahm, we heard from two angels we have heard on high from Grooves for the Season, which I'm going to sniffle here. 2008 was a Circuit City exclusive. Did y'all miss Circuit City? It was one of Wayman Tisdale's famous places that he went to whenever he came to WSMJ territory, where I used to work, a late lamented smooth jazz station in Baltimore. He actually has a video out where he's talking about Circuit City and this place he always came to whenever he made the rounds there. The place was packed. You couldn't breathe because it was just a happening place for hearing jazz, and it was a really good store. Back to Darren. He just signed a deal with Trippin' and Rhythm, Triple Threat, artist, producer, and writer. Behind the scenes until the 2004 partnership that he had with Wayman Tisdale on Ain't No Stoppin' Us Now. Darren Rahm, one of the great nice guys in the business, also from Canada. And I believe that his single is going to be out in January, and his new CD is going to be out in March. Good for him. Yay! All right, I alluded to this on Facebook, and I know that we're going to have Debbie Poole here in less than, oh, I'd say 25 minutes or so, and we're going to have some new tracks from Debbie's brand new CD. We're all very excited about this because so many of us have known Debbie Poole in the Baltimore area for such a long time, and to hear this exceptional piece of work that's out, we're tripping and rhythm, just like Darren Rahm's new label. It's so cool. Now, I said earlier on Facebook that I was going to play some songs, and one of them was going to be by an artist that may not be your favorite. Well, tough noogies, okay? I love this man, and furthermore, this is my favorite track from a compilation back in 1996. It was from a CD called Smooth Yule. And, you know, you've heard people do the more inspirational, the more, shall we say, well, yeah, spiritual holiday songs, Christmas songs, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Sometimes you can just go, oh, my Lord, I don't want to ever hear that song again. Of course, the season is new, so you do. But Kenny G does a really stellar version of this, and I'm about to play it for you on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on. Out of doorways, dark umbrellas came to pursue me. Faceless people, as they passed, were looking through me. No one knew me. La tarde vi llover, vi gente correr, y no estabas tú. El otoño vi llegar, al mar oí cantar, y no estabas tú. Yo no sé cuánto me quieres, si tú me extrañas o me engañas, pero yo solo sé que vi llover, mi gente correr, no estabas tú.
So much fun when you get to mix it up like this. I had been looking forward to doing a show like this for so long. That's why it's called Hybrid Jazz, because all those worthy who play all different kinds of what you could consider jazz do. That, my friends, is Tony Bennett with the amazing Alejandro Sanz, singer, writer, Madrid-born, winner of 15 Latin Grammys, winner of 3 Latin Grammy Album of the Year awards, more than any other Latin artist. And together, they were a formidable little duo, weren't they, on that song? Yesterday, I Heard the Rain. You know, I built the whole show around that song just because it's one of those gloomy days in Baltimore. And you don't want to play that kind of song as Christmas gets too close. You just want to stay away from songs like that, but it's just so mind-boggling. Tony's Duets 2 CD, which is up for 2 2012 Grammys, no surprise there, including, sadly, oh, it's all I can do not to cry, but one of the nominations is for the duet that he does on that CD with Amy Winehouse, which is just stellar, body and soul. So it's so weird to tell you that Tony Bennett is Sonny Rollins' senior. Tony Bennett is 84. Sonny Rollins, who you just heard before Tony, is 81. I just can't say enough about Sonny Rollins. Go to his website and see what's going on with him, because he's not letting up. Just like Tony. Look, two for the road. I would pay some severe money to see those two do their thing. Sonny Rollins, the most recent news, of course, is that he is a Kennedy Center Honors recipient for this year. It was just a pleasure to see this amazing president that we have give him the honors that he deserved and talked about Sonny and his background, didn't know, for example, that back in the day in New York, Sonny and his friends would try to hit the clubs and they were underage, so they would pencil in mustaches from eyebrow pencils, thinking it was going to make them appear to be older. President Obama got the biggest kick out of that. He is just amazing. And to see him on that stage with Meryl Streep, Yo-Yo Ma, Neil Diamond, and Barbara Cook was just, it was a moment. I mean, I have to tell you that I cried when I saw that. It's going to be on TV soon. What you heard was Sonny's Winter Wonderland, his version from the standard Sonny Rollins. And just so you know, speaking of Grammys, Sonny is up for two from Roadshows Volume 2, Best Jazz Instrumental Album, and Best Improvised Jazz Solo for Sonny Moon for two. I'd rather be an older man's sweetheart than a younger man's fool. I don't care if I say that publicly. Sonny, I'm waiting for your call. We heard, too, from Kenny G. If you check out Katy Perry's new video last Friday night, Kenny G is in the video, and Mom and Dad appear at the end of that video, and they say some things about Uncle Kenny asleep on the couch, which you will find to be an absolute hoot. This from Smooth Yule, you heard God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from 1996. Kenny, of course, has the Grammy-nominated CD out, Heart and Soul. I should tell you that he is going to be, if you are in the area or want to make a trip, this would be cool for the Christmas season. He's going to be in Atlantic City, New Jersey on the 10th, Richmond, Virginia on the 8th, and in New York, Pennsylvania on the 12th. Kenny G, we're having a little discussion back and forth, the guests in the chat room and I, about Kenny G. It's a lively discussion. But really, the bottom line is this. We don't understand the hate generated to Kenny. And all I can tell you is this. First of all, when you are approached by the Love Unlimited Orchestra when you are a teenager, and the head of the Love Unlimited Orchestra in Philadelphia, my hometown, says to young Kenny G, we think so much of your talent that we want you to be in this orchestra. That usually shuts people up. Secondly, here is Kenny Gorelick, raised in a Jewish household. And this is part of the reason I am so endeared to him, because I recently discovered that I had roots that were in Israel. So here's Kenny G, who gets the concept of Christmas music about a little baby that was born so long ago more than most people. That was one of the loveliest versions of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen you could possibly imagine. And I'll stop my spiel about Kenny G right now, okay? We have momentarily, and I know she's on the phone, but I wanted to make sure that you knew that there was absolute deliberation in me playing Tony Bennett and Alejandro Sanz next to Debbie Poole, because I would do that in a blink if I had my own radio station, in a blink. And because we had something that was half in Spanish just now from Alejandro, I wanted to play this song first before we got you to be acquainted with Debbie Poole from Baltimore, Maryland. This is one of those tracks that really had me going, wow! In the Midst of Love is the name of the CD. The track that you are about to hear is called Comparto Mi Corazón on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Debbie Poole joins us momentarily. Thank you. Much Mercy, complete with a Carlos Santana influence guitar lick in the background there. Man, that thing is so hot. Woohoo! Debbie Poole, ladies and gentlemen, from the CD In the Midst of Love. Let me tell you something. I have known this sister child for what? Since 2005, I guess, yes. When I first saw her at the WSMJ brunches that we had at the Marriott in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. And when I first saw her, I thought, look at how tall and gorgeous this girl is. Oh, my God, I wonder how she sings. I heard her sing, and I found Jesus that day. That's how good Debbie Poole was. I mean, people were actually screaming at the Marriott Inner Harbor. Oh, my God, she's so good. People were calling on their cell phones. They were making use of the phone in the hotel. They were bringing people from the street. You got to come in to hear this girl. Come here. Debbie Poole, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with me.
Hey, Trish.
Hey, that's the truth. Okay, I embellished some things, but not a whole lot, okay? That is one hot track from In the Midst of Love. Now, you know, I was at your house a few weeks ago, and I heard that and went, oh! And I know that what one of your favorite songs is, and we'll get to that. But how are you, Debbie? And how did you get to this road where you finally have the CD out? Yay!
Well, you know, first of all, Trish, thanks for having me on your show. I love your show. It's fantastic. And I happen to like Kenny G, okay? I love Kenny
G. God bless you. God bless you.
I don't know what the issue is about him, but I love him.
Oh, good.
But,
yeah. Okay.
But anyway, I mean, this CD, it was kind of crazy how the CD actually came to be, because actually two of the producers of the CD, Jeff Smith, who you heard on Comparto Mi Corazon, he actually wrote that song.
Beautiful.
And Jeff and I, we've been friends for many, many years. And just so happened that he had called me one day and he asked me if I would come over to do a soundtrack song for something for Disney. And so I went over to his house and laid the song down. And then after we did the song, I hadn't seen him for a while. I mean, like years. And then one day I was just sitting down in my apartment. This is when I was living out right in this town. And I just happened to come across a whole bunch of songs that we did together. And I said, you know what? These songs are pretty good. I need to find out where Jeff is, because we need to do something with this.
But Debbie, you were on the other radio station where I was a few years ago. We talked about this too, didn't we?
I believe we did.
Yeah.
I believe we did talk about it. And it was crazy because the other producer, Ricky Felder, I used to work at a music store called Mars out in Perry Hall.
Yeah.
And all the music people in Baltimore, Washington, D.C. would always come through, and I worked at the front desk, and I would always be like, hey, you know, yo, look a sister up. I can sing somebody. And Ricky would, like, look at me like, yeah, right. He would just go about his business. So anyway, just to make a long story short.
Oh, no, make it long.
So anyway, so I'm sitting there, I'm going through all of this music. I said, man, I really need to get in contact with Jeff, but I just don't know how to reach him. And the next day I got this phone call. And I was like, hello, can I speak to Debbie Poole? And I was like, this is she. He said, hey, Debbie, this is Ricky. And I was like, Ricky. He said, remember me from Mars Music? I said, Ricky. He said, I was a guy that was in the Air Force. And I would come through, and I was like, I think I know you, but I'm not really sure, Ricky. So he said, well, anyway, Jeff and I have been trying to find you for the last couple of years. I said, what do you mean, Jeff? I said, Jeff Smith, like in Jeff Smith with four kids and a wife named Mona. He said, yes. I said, are you freaking kidding me? He said, yeah, Jeff and I work together. I said, kid, I was just trying to figure out how I could get in contact with Jeff. Well, he said, well, I know you told me that you could sing. He said, but I was sitting here listening to a song that you did with Jeff for a soundtrack for Disney. And
mm-hmm.
I said, this girl can really sing. And I said, see, I told him. So he played this. It was so funny because he played the song. And I did not know. I was like, well, it kind of sounds like me. Because I actually forgot. I said, well, yeah, that kind of sounds like me. I said, okay. He said, well, look, we need to get together, see the girl, because you also said, Ricky, well, I've been telling you that for the last year at Perry, at Mars, and you said, like, blew me up. So anyway, it was so funny. And then come to find out that Ricky lived like 5 minutes from me.
And oh, my gosh.
He and Jeff have been working together for years. He said, you know, this was meant to be, Debbie. The fact that we're getting together like this was meant to be. So, you know, I hooked up with Ricky. And then at that point in time, I also ran, I did something with Jesse. This is when Jesse Powers, who plays with Spice, the bass player, called me and asked me if I would do this gig for the Associated Black Charities. And I was like, yeah, sure, fine. So we did the gig, and when I did the gig, a gentleman approached me and said, you know, hey, I heard that you need some money to do a project. And I was like, if you got the money, we can talk. He said, well, here, take my card. Long story short, he, you know, I called him up. He was like, yeah, I really like what I heard. And then I told Ricky, and come to find out that Ricky knew the same guy that I knew. So it was just weird how everything started coming together.
It fell into place because it was supposed to be.
Exactly, you know, and so got together, and then we decided we were going to do the CD, and the rest is history, because at that point in time, you know, I used to consider myself a writer, but no one really took me seriously. I never really had the opportunity to actually sit down and write. So Ricky and Jeff, well, Jeff knew me for, you know, for 10, 15 years, so they were like, look, go home, write some songs, and come back. And I was like, okay. So I was a little nervous. So I went home and I sat down and I started writing some stuff. Went back to the studio. First song I wrote was It Something? Was It Something I Said?
Wow.
And they loved it. They loved it. And I was like, really? They said, hey, go back home and write some more stuff. So I eventually ended up writing eight of the 12 songs on a CD. So I was really excited about that. And I really appreciated the fact that people took my writing seriously at that point in time. So,
Debbie, honestly, I mean, it kind of is a revelation, because people had been so used to seeing you out and about and doing covers. And by the way, I know that you're sick and tired of me saying this, but a lot of folks don't know this, and they'll be hearing this on archives once the live show is out of the way. But part of the reason that people have flocked to see Debbie Poole for the years certainly that I've known her is because, you know, a lot of ladies who are artists, singers, will gravitate to doing certain other artists that inspire them. But I'm serious as all get out when I tell you that when Debbie Poole does Phyllis Hyman, the spirit of Phyllis Hyman enters the room. And when you hear Debbie do Meet Me on the Moon, there is not a single hair on your body that is not at attention.
Well, you know, Trish, you know what's kind of crazy about the whole Phyllis Hyman thing is that I just really recently started doing Phyllis. I mean, I used to do gigs with other people, and they would never let me do the Phyllis Hyman song. Like, no, I got the Phyllis Hyman song, or no, I'll
of
do
course.
It.
Of
you
course.
Know,
Debbie, you know why, because...
Well, I mean, some of these people really never even heard me sing before.
Okay.
They just, you know, they heard about me, say, hey, I heard you're singing, you're going to come do this gig with us. And then, you know, somebody in the group would be singing some Phyllis Hyman. I was like, man, I would love to do Meet Me in the Moon. I would love to do this song. Until right after Phyllis Hyman passed away,
yeah,
a good friend of mine named Gene McBride called me up and said, look, you know, you may know Gene.
Yeah.
And he called me up. He said, look, we want to put together a Phyllis Hyman tribute song out in Annapolis. So I was like, really? And he said, I want you to be in it. So it was like maybe six of us that were actually picked three Phyllis Hyman songs that we wanted to do. And this was really the first time that I actually performed a Phyllis Hyman song live in person. And so I picked The Answer Is You, No One Has Wanted More, and I can't remember the third one. And just so happens that Phyllis Hyman's brother was at this particular show, and he walked up to me and said, if Phyllis was alive today, she would really would have appreciated what you just did. And I was like,
oh, my God, I just got a chill. I never knew that.
Yeah, you know, so I was like, well, maybe I can do some fillers. So at that point in time, I said, you know what, I'm going to do some fillers. And then, of course, I ran across Jesse. And so we started working together, and Jesse was like, no, you got to do this song, Meet Me on the Moon. I was like, really? I said, I've always wanted to do this song. I said, now's my chance to do it. And, you know, the rest is history, because I can't go any place. I grew up loving Phyllis Hyman. Oh, I just love her music. And so when I got with Jesse, I got the opportunity, and I could not believe the response that I got from people when I would do this music, because I mean, I'm just, when I sing, I don't try to sound or be like anybody else but myself. It is what it is.
I know. You don't sound like anybody else, and that's the beauty of you. You could pick you out of dozens of singers. There's something about you, and people will know, because we're going to get to two more songs this hour, but it's just, and I don't know what it is, Debbie. It's not that you necessarily sound like Phyllis. I mean, there are certain elements of an intonation, but it's just the whole vibe of who she was that comes through.
And you know, sweet, I never saw her live. I never saw her perform live. Never, ever.
Amazing. It's something, I swear, I really do believe this, that when people pass on, something in their spirit has to go into somebody else. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. And, you know, I know a lot of people that do Phyllis Hyman tributes. And
I do, too.
And I think I've been to one, and that was a couple of years ago. And but I mean, I just love her music, and I love writing my own stuff, and you know, I just appreciate all of the love and, you know, everything that I get from people when I do perform. I really do appreciate it. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, people forget, and you know this to be true. Part of the longevity of Phyllis Hyman remaining in people's minds is that she was very dramatic. She was a tall woman, very dramatic. And there are some folks, some women who know how to capture that essence. They know how to hold the microphone. They know how to do the arching of the back. They know how to do the faces. But they don't have the heart and soul of what made her sing those songs. She had to sing those songs. She lived them. And you were able to get that and run with it. And this is proof in the pudding, because many times now I have seen you do that song with Ray Gaskins. And if folks don't know, Ray Gaskins is an internationally known saxophonist, also based in Baltimore, has toured with Roy Acuff, still does, has had a career for years. Ray does not share the stage easily with people, because he's so used to being Ray Gaskins. But you, he always takes a back seat to you, happy that he can sing harmony with you on that song. I swear heaven and earth part when you guys get together on that stage and do that song.
Yeah, I enjoy working with Ray. Ray's been friends for many years, but yeah, I love when he comes up and just jumps right in and helps you with that. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, the CD is wonderful. And what kind of feedback are you getting from folks when they're hearing the CD for the first time? I imagine it is all 100% positive.
Well, you know, they just want to know where they can get it and where they can get it. And I'm like, well, I said, please go get it. Please go get it. You know, you can actually go to, you know, www.debbiepool.com and go to MP3 sales, and you can either buy the whole CD or you can buy the song separately.
Oh, great. That's always a great idea, because those little sales trickle in and amount to a lot before all is said and done. That's great. And I love the fact, oh, my gosh, you've got quite a few tracks on here. You've got 12 songs on here. And which was done first? What kind of order
was it done? Any particular order?
What do you mean, as far as the songs are concerned?
Yeah. Did you want to jump on some songs first because you had to get them on the CD?
Was it something I said was the first song that I wrote on the CD?
Yep.
And then from that point on, they just came, no particular order. After the CD was done, then I, you know, felt certain ways about certain tunes and how I should present them, you know. But it's no particular order other than the fact that was it something I said? I was just so proud. I was just telling everybody, it's my first song. That's the first song I wrote. That's the one. But I really love that song.
Well,
I love
that,
the word
that's cool. And
in,
now,
you know,
because you've talked about it so much, I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to go find something I said so I can make sure it's in the system so we can play that too. But meanwhile, you said a couple of weeks ago when I was at the house, mm-hmm. you were all hot about the track called My Body.
Well, you know, Matt and I actually had this discussion because we were trying to decide what song we want to do next as far as the video is concerned. And,
oh, God.
You know,
woo!
Yeah, you know, and see, Matt thinks that or felt that I need to get away from, you know, boo-hoo, I've been hurt, you know, poor me, to something. But you know, when I wrote this song, I was actually going through a breakup. I had just broke up with someone, and you know, when you break up with somebody, you know how it is. You know, your heart's kind of goofy, maybe a little sad, a little frustrated.
No,
so
Debbie, I don't understand what you're talking about. No, really, I don't. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. So, Something I said was, you know, a song about, how can I describe it? It's something I said is basically talking about a relationship. What you just never know what's going to happen. You hope that everything works out, but it's really, you don't know. It's all, love is always a gamble, bottom line. It's always a gamble because it may
yep.
work out and it may not work out. And then Cried My Last Tear was written by one of the other producers, Ricky Felder, which was, you know, that's the next video. Go to www.youtube.com/PoolLeVoo to go check it out. Was, you know, basically somebody who was in love with someone and found out that he was cheating on her. And she was, you know, she got tired of going through all of the pain. So it was like, you know, that's it. I'm done with that. So My Body is a song, basically, to me, it's a little bit more up-tempo. Basically, everything on the CD is pretty laid back, but this one, to me, has like kind of like a little funky groove to it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
About, yeah, you know, it's about two people who see each other. You know, and I think we've all been through this. You know, you may see somebody from afar, but you never really say anything to them, but you think so many things. You know, like, hey, I really like to get with him, or I really like to get with her. But Matt fell in love with Comparto, you know.
Mi Corazón.
And he said that we should do the video on that because that one basically, Comparto Mi Corazón is more talking about how much he or she loves, you know, I love you so much, you know, something a little bit more positive. So, and then, of course, Without Your Love is another tune that I really like, but that's one of those, you know, kind of breakup kind of tunes as well. So we decided we're going to let the fans decide which video we should do first.
Okay, well, let's get as much tunage as we can in this hour. I like the idea. I understand where Matt's coming from as far as the song because I love Comparto. I really do. But My Body, that's an intriguing title for a song. And Debbie Poole, with your body on video, this might generate a whole new slew of fans that heretofore you have not seen.
Stop, Patricia, making me blush over here. You're making me blush. Look, you know, this is what I say. I say play the song and let them decide because, like I said, I I could go either way. I'm so proud of my CD. This is something that I really worked hard on, and you know, the fact that I really enjoyed working with Jeff Smith, and Jeff is basically playing instruments on every CD. I mean,
that's amazing.
Every song. He even makes his own guitars.
Oh, wow, that's great. Even better. I was wondering, because I asked you, and you looked at me as if I was made out of green cheese or something when I said, who's playing with you on the CD?
Jeff plays pretty much on Compartimiento, he plays everything. I mean, he's just that talented. And Ricky, and so we got along so well, and we're so, you know, great friends, and they just let me do what I wanted to do, and they really appreciated it, and they really respected it, and they always told me, Debbie, you're doing so great, and people love the writing. And I was like, really? I said, that's fantastic. I said, well, maybe I am a writer. He said, your writing is fantastic. So this whole project is something that's really important to me. And I, you know, when Matt and I got together, and he heard one of the songs, he actually went on the internet. I think he went to Google or something. He was trying to find a song on Google. Came back to see him again a couple of days later. He said, I can't find that song on the internet. I said, Matt, that's an original song. He said, original song? I said, yeah. I said, I wrote that. He said, get the freak out. And from that point on. So
that's hilarious. Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
So from that point on, Matt has been incredible. He has been one of my when he heard the CD, he said, oh my God, he said, we have got to do whatever we have to do to get this music heard, and I can't tell you how much that means and how much he really truly believes in me as a singer and really believes in the CD. And I'm like, well, let's do what we have to do, because sometimes it's just like that. I mean, I don't have a big record label, at least not yet.
Right.
You know,
that's
so,
okay, because life can change on a dime. You know that, honestly.
Exactly. So I just wanted to, I mean, I did a test. I let people listen to hear songs. I mean, from, you know, kids to old people, young people, white people, black people. It doesn't matter. I did a test, and everybody was like, oh, my God, this is really fantastic. It's beautiful. And they said, where can I get it? Where can I get it? And at that point, I was still going through some changes with it, but now you can actually go, like I said, online. You can go to, you know, www.pool.com, and like I said, go to MP3 and purchase it. So
cool.
I'm just excited just to be on your show, Trish. I mean, I remember you back when you were on 104.3, and I said to myself, I said, this lady is fantastic. I mean, you make everybody feel comfortable. You say so many wonderful things about your artists and your guests, and that's important. And you make everybody feel comfortable. And
aww.
I was like, I want to meet this lady. I said, I really want to meet her. I really did. I mean, honestly. And I was so disappointed when the radio station went off the air, because I was like, man, Trisha's not on the radio on that show anymore. I'm so sad.
You are too much. God bless you.
I'm serious. I love you to death. So I appreciate, you know, everything. You know, you've been a great fan, and you've supported me since I met you. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. These are the kind of people that when you're doing this that you want in your corner, bottom line.
Well, Debbie, I mean, you know, it's not that way with everybody. I mean, I meant it when I said that last song from the last hour, the Tony Bennett song. You are so worthy to get played right next to Tony Bennett. That's
wow.
How strongly I feel
you,
about
girl.
You.
Woo, stop so, it. You got me blushing over here. You got me blushing.
The second time. Okay, I'll go for a third time.
That's fantastic. I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? The radio station is coming one way or another, and you, there's a handful of people that were the inspiration for this dream about someday a radio station that could be a 24-hour-day commercial station, not a smooth jazz station, because those days are over. over, but a hybrid jazz station playing the straight ahead stuff, the stuff that's soul fueled like yours, the contemporary stuff, everything that falls into the cracks, and you belong on that radio station. And I'm thinking to myself, Debbie Poole is one of the reasons why this has to happen. So there.
Oh, man, that would be, thank you, Trish. That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic.
It will happen. It has been spoken into the universe, and now we have to get to the song because most of the guys that are in the chat room are going, okay, let's hear My Body, all right? Debbie Poole has a brand new CD out, and it is a kicker in the midst of love, and this is called My Body from Hybrid Jazz. From Trish Hennessy. Check this out. mercy. You know, I got to tell you, Debbie Poole, I mean, I'm getting little chills because that song was done just right. First of all, who's on the organ in that song, playing the organ?
I believe his name is Andrew Best.
Oh, my God. That was so hot. And then the tune is just so, it's just got this groove. And you feel the lyric even more because of the groove of the song. That is so hot. My Body from Debbie Poole's new CD, In the Midst of Love. Ow! Got some folks raising their temperatures in the chat room. Ow, ow, ow.
You know, it's weird because that song actually, the way that song, it just came, it just flowed out just the way that you hear it. It just, the whole, it was kind of crazy. You know, it's just like, whoa, this song just came from nowhere. So,
And you know what? It could be quite a slinky video. My good friend Griselda, who's listening from Texas today, she always tunes in, and she has become a fan of yours. She said she can see this being the video because it's just, she didn't say this, but I know what she's thinking a little bit. It's got this slinky nature about it. You could do so many things with it.
I know. That's it.
That's so awesome.
Late in the summertime, it's like a warm day and a breeze is blowing and everybody's chilling, you know. That's
And, you know, playing little games with each other, like walking on opposite sides of the room or the beach maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, peering at each other under, like, the pilings on the boardwalk. You go down to Ocean City and shoot this video. Ow!
Got to get our budget together. You can see a lot of great things happening with this song, which is what I like. So, and I got, you know, somebody really good working with me. So, I mean, we can pretty much do anything we want at this point in time. So, I'm pretty excited.
There's a whole lot to be done that could be full of surprises with that song, and one of the surprises could be who gets to be your love interest.
That's
a little bit of a Robin Thicke, Paula Patton thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
We got to put you on the team, the creative team.
Let me tell you something. I got to get my own creative team going because, man, you know this, Debbie, when I say this to you because you've been going through the same thing. You want money for your efforts now. I know that you are chomping at the bit to make this your full-time gig. So, you know, you've done through the years so many freebies, And so many swallow hards. Yeah, okay. I know that's not what I deserve, but I'll take that money for this gig. And this is the turnaround right here. No more. You need, this is your step up, and you say to all the people, I mean, there's been a lot of people that have helped you, and I know some of them, but my God, this is your time to shine. So this means you are completely a professional. You got the CD, you got the website, you are good to go.
And I'm on your show, Trish.
Oh my God, you are just so funny. It's me, hon. I told you this on your page the other day on Facebook. It's just me, hon.
but you're special though. You're something special. You deserve all of the great things that are going to come to you, which it's going to happen for you as well. So,
well, look, here's the deal. God's making that way for me, and I'm telling you this, he's going to make that way for you. And so far, things have been falling into place. It's taken a little bit of time for you to get here, for this CD to be out, but I think that God has really looked after you and knows now that you're on this path where doors are going to keep opening, and I know you got a little bit of a plan or two for 2012. What is it that you want to have happen?
Well, you know, right now I'm in talks with some folks about going overseas. Actually, my first stop will be London. So I'm working on that right now. That's like a priority for me.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
I got my hands, got the CD into some hands of some folks that really are really digging it, you know. But, you know, in this business, I mean, I've heard all of that kind of stuff before. You know, I don't do flips or anything about when people start talking. I'm an action kind of person. So when I really start seeing some action, then I can really get excited. But right now, it's looking pretty good. So,
well, you know, Debbie, you've probably heard this because you may have heard some conversations with other folks who are local or regionally based who have had some strong showings in the UK, because once they love you there, they keep on loving you.
That's what I heard.
So, that's great. That's
so
concrete.
The CD, they put the CD in some people's hands over there, and they're loving it. So now, like I said, we're in the process of figuring out what the plan is going to be and how we're going to go about doing it. So I'm pretty excited about that. You know, the holiday season is right now, so everything is pretty much not going to really take place until after the holiday, which is fine with me. But
yeah,
things are still happening, but just not as quickly as if, you know, without being a holiday. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, you know, and you know, Jesse, you know, the band Spice that I work with, you know, Jesse and Johnny and Daoud, they just actually hooked up with a saxophone player. Well, you remember down at the CD release party.
Well, yeah, because Don Mark has been on the show. Yeah, sure.
Exactly. So they're going to be going on tour with him next year.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Spice is my band. I mean, that's the band that I usually do my gigs with. So, but at the same time, I mean, I'll probably be going overseas as well. So, so right now we're still doing, like, you know, local things. Like I'll be at, we're doing a jazz thing at Mont Dom in December the 17th, which is from 2 to 3. And poor Jesse, he's just getting over. He just had a knee surgery.
He had
to do that a while ago, but he finally got it done. So right now he's going through, you know, physical therapy and poor things in pain. And I'm like, you know, but he's still doing his thing. He's still trying to do what he can do. And then after that, we have he just told me today, something in Pennsylvania. It's some kind of casino or whatever. But, you know, my heart right now at this point in time is doing what I need to do to get my CD out.
Right.
Make
sure you get some help. First of all, I told you that Everett Harp was real public about this on my page on Facebook. This is over a year ago when he saw you, and he said, "I really like this lady. She reminds me of a person that he knows in California." Make sure that you are met. Reach out to Everett Harp and make sure that he gets a copy of the CD. Because he's in a position where he knows people and things can happen quickly.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to get this in his hand. And then now, you know, I have another thing that's supposed to be coming up in January. It's a show called African Lifestyle. And I'm supposed to be on this show some point in January. So, I mean, you know, like I said, things are coming together and I'm excited. And I think that 2012 is going to be an incredible year for me.
No doubt. Well, tell me about African Lifestyle. Who does that show?
Well, I just found out about this just the other day. And the lady who actually is the host, her name don't start me a line because I probably will pronounce her name incorrectly, but it's Cecilia Armini Kingu.
Okay.
If I pronounce that right. And I don't know a lot about the show because I tried to go online yesterday to try to get more information, but my computer kind of locked up on me, so I just was able just to get to the website. But it is a website called African Lifestyle, and I'm gonna find out more about it. Actually, I'm going to meet with some people today, and I'll get more information on that. And then I'm trying to get my music on WHUR.
Absolutely.
That's in the works right now. So,
absolutely.
I mean, you know, like I said, we're doing some things and trying to get my CD out there. And I just appreciate all of the love and the feedback, you know, because when you do a CD, you put yourself out there and you hope that people will, you know, will love it, you know, will appreciate it. And so far, I've been getting a lot of love. So that's really exciting for me.
Well, and you're going to get more. Honestly, Debbie, I have to tell you, I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, or whether you and Matt are in communication. Well, you're on the show here, but there's a whole lot of people in this chat room. And the reason that they're there is because of you. So,
you know what, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Like I said, I'm just glad that people love my music, love, you know, listen to the words. You know, this is something that I can't tell you how much the CD means to me. I refuse, you know, after I won the Billie Holiday vocal contest back in 2005.
Yes.
And then after that, I was really excited. And I was like, man, you know, and right after that is when, you know, after that, you know, that's when, you know, Jeff and I and Ricky, we got together and started talking about doing the CD, and things started coming into place. So I was excited about that. I said, well, now that I've got that, I feel like I'm excited. I got this power. Let's get it done. So I just want to have something out there that is not a bunch of junk. You know,
I like that the different flavors that the tracks have. I love something I said, you know, I did from the beginning, and the video. Folks need to go to YouTube, because Something I Said and also Cried My Last Tear are locally mm-hmm. done, and
yep.
They're powerful. I mean, people have buzzed about the YouTube videos in this region. There's like storylines, and man, you get involved in the storyline, and when people start to get involved in the storyline, when it's visual like that, the song becomes that more meaningful.
And that was, you know, like I said, Matt was the creative mind between, you know, for these two cities. I mean, he has been incredible. And so he said the first CD was something I said. It was, you know, not. What was so funny about something was Something I Said, I shot a few shots and then that was it. So when he was working on the CD, I never knew that he was doing this other stuff. And then finally he said, I don't want to. So when he finally showed it to me, I was like, who is that? That's not me right there.
There is a shot of, I mean, this is a
second guessing. Like, I don't remember being in a bedroom with somebody.
Because that is a pretty steamy scene in that bedroom.
Yes, it was. And see, now that video has over 2,500 hits on it, which, you know, I'm like,
wow.
And so I'm definitely excited. But see, Something I Said, like I said, was the first song that I wrote, and I just love. I mean, it's quite a few of them on the CD that are my favorite. You know, like Something I Said, Cry My Last Tear, My Body, Compartimiento Zone, and Without Your Love. And then, you know, we have some that have like a gospel flavor to it. And but that particular one and Cry My Last Tear are. People tend to really like those, you know, they like a lot of them, but those are the two that they kind of like, you know, tell me that they like. And of course, My Body and Without Your Love. So, I mean, I could go on forever because I can't, it's hard for me to really to choose one. But
well,
Something I Said is like a you know, the first song that I wrote. So it really meant a lot to me.
I got to tell you, and we're going to get to Something I Said momentarily because you've talked about this and I know you want me to play it. But Griselda, once again, and by the way, you know Allison is here in the chat room, by the way.
Hey, Allison, what's up, girl?
Right. Dwayne from Pasadena, California is in the chat room. We've
okay.
got
hey,
Lawrence. We've got Chris. We've got Bonnie. We've got Norman. And a lot more folks. Aubrey is here. There's a lot of guests who don't have their names next to their number. But
okay.
Here's the thing. Oh, geez. Now I just lost my train of thought. Oh my God!
You were telling me who was in the chat room. You were naming the people.
Right. But Something I Said that. Oh yeah. Our good friend Griselda, who is always here in the chat room, and she really likes you. We absolutely love. I Am Here For You.
Oh, okay. That's another one. That's that one I wrote as well.
It's beautiful. That song really carries some weight with us. if you can relate to that song, you relate to it 110%, much like the way Matthew Williams operates.
Well, you know, when I wrote that song was actually, if you listen to the words, it's basically saying, you know, that, you know, if you need me, I'm right here. You know, if you need whatever you need from me, you need to talk, you need to cry on my shoulder, if you're going through some pain, I'm right here for you, you know, so.
Oh, it's beautiful. And by the way, Dwayne is from Pasadena, Maryland, not Pasadena, California. He and Norman were getting into a discussion. Norman's in California, and I thought it was Pasadena, California. So you know Dwayne from Pasadena, Maryland, right?
Yes.
Okay,
that's very good. That's actually my cousin.
Oh, fabulous. Well, oh, my God, you got family here, too. That's so awesome.
Hey, Dwayne. What's up?
I love that. Well, listen, you've talked about it, and it's the first song on the CD, and it's the first song that made the inroads with the guys who went, oh, my God. We're going to play. This is Debbie Poole on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Something I Said from Debbie's brand-new CD, In the Midst of Love. Yay. We're going to play it finally.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Something I said, and as the music is playing there by Debbie Poole and that great little sax piece in the background, my gosh, that's so nice. I'm just thinking about the video, Debbie Poole.
Well, you know, the guy who's playing the trumpet, his name is Steve Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. Oh, my God. Steve Johnson, doesn't he also... Where does that name? Oh my God! Where am I hearing that name from before?
See, I've never met him because he did the sax part, the trumpet part when I wasn't there. But yeah, he did the trumpet. It's fantastic.
You know what? That's so funny because I think he's a multi instrumentalist and he plays sax and keyboard too.
Probably, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if he works with Jeff. Jeff Smith, I'm pretty sure he pretty does. Pretty
and Jeff
much
is a multi instrumentalist.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
man, and that's what I'm thinking because some people when they play instruments, it's so peculiar. They have a way of playing instrumentation. And I've heard this actually said by artists that we've interviewed,
mm-hmm.
because of the way keyboard is played, they translate that style to guitar. Because of the way a trumpet is played, they translate that style to keyboard or to saxophone. I have heard that name, and I know that either it's Steve or somebody plays saxophone so much
mm-hmm.
like that, it jumps off the page. That was a nuts yeah. track. When you hear it, the video is one thing, and then to hear the audio, it's almost like you're seeing the video. It's so
yeah.
tasty.
Yeah, yeah, it's really nice. It really, really did a great job on that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yep, so, you know, that's kind of people that are on my CD. Some of them are so funny because it's quite a few of them in there that I don't even know of, which is pretty sad.
What?
But, you know how it does. You may do your part and somebody else comes in and lays down a part. Because actually I have a song on the CD called Never Say Never in a choir. Is singing, and I never met anybody on that choir. I have no idea
isn't that,
who they are.
That's so wild. Oh my gosh.
And then, so it's like, you know, so it's like, who's on the choir? Jeff Smith and Ricky Felder are the producers of the CD. And apparently, the choir is from Ricky's church because I think he's like the music director of the church. So you got the church choir to do later the backgrounds, and I'm like, I do have no idea who they are, but they're fantastic.
You know what? When the CD, when people get the CD, because you know I got one of the first ones, thank you very much. But when they get the CD, actually the physical compact disc, are there credits mentioned? Because, you know, I don't have them in front of me, so that's why I have to ask you these questions.
Well, that's an issue right now. That's why I just tell people just to go online and purchase it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best way to get it actually right now because of, you know, some other reasons that I really can't go into.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, but we're working on all that kind of stuff right now. So.
Well, do me a favor, and if that's going to be a situation where people have to wait, that's okay. But get all the information from your team and make sure all those credits are on there because that's going to translate into a lot of sales because the friends of those people who are on the CD are going to buy the CD. And here's what I'm going to say to folks about this holiday season. Purchase the whole CD from DebbiePoole.com and then have a little note for your significant other or your husband or wife or whoever and make sure that you let them know that this CD is going to enable you to have a really good Christmas. And in some cases, they're going to help to find you putting the X back in Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Works for me. Well, you know, actually, some of the people that are on the CD, the gentleman who plays drums, some of the drums and some of the songs, Rob Levine. There's a guy named Buddy Larkin. I'm going to say Lack, L-A-K-I-N, at Lackins. I think that's
okay.
How you pronounce his name. That's what Jeff told me. But, you know, like I said, for the most part, Jeff played everything.
Jeff was all over the place because he's
I know. And then you mentioned Steve. I got to find out more information about Steve because that's going to kill me. I have heard his name now and I've heard his work, but I've never necessarily known that the work was done by Steve. And I'm dying to know more about him. It's just you really do have some phenomenal people helping you out with the CD. You wrote the songs, which are absolutely great. And I'm just so tickled it's here because, like you, I've been waiting for a while.
Well, you know, good things come to those who wait. That's what they say, right?
That's right. That's right. And I know it's a little bit over time. I can't let you go without playing Cried My Last Tear.
Okay, cool. And just like I said, they can go to the YouTube site and check it out. www.youtube.com/poolevu.
Pool A Vu, and that's P O O L A Y V O O. Pool A Vu.
Pool A Vu. And you know, Jesse pegged me that name on stage being silly, like Miss Pool A Vu. And so it's kind of like stuck with me ever since. So.
Oh, you know what? It's just been such a godsend to have had Jesse Powers and Johnny Jones and Daoud Saeed at your side through all this time because
talented cats.
Oh my God. And when a band gets an artist and they all love you so much.
Well, you know, we have respect for each other and we love each other. So that's a wonderful thing to be able to work with people who you don't argue with and everybody gets along and we always have a great time. So I love those guys.
Yeah, it's Mutual Admiration Society, to be sure. Actually, Norman, who is so wonderful, Norman is a very unique artist, and he's going to be on the show next week. Norman is in California, Northern California, and he is seeing all the chatting with the different folks, especially those locally and pertaining, you know, to you. And he said, man, I feel left out. I'm going to have to move to Baltimore.
Come on to Baltimore, Norman. Come on, man.
Come on, hon.
Come on, hon. Come on to Baltimore.
Baltimore, hon. Well, this is Debbie Poole, and we're going to get to this last track that we're going to do for our time together, and it is the new video that's out that has created quite a buzz just because of the storyline involved.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, it is about a man who was caught in the act.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine that.
Yeah.
A man
boy.
Caught in the act.
Yeah, that's something you don't see every day, huh, Deb? Anyway, Debbie Poole from her really amazing CD, In the Midst of Love, and this is Cried My Last Tear on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Trish.
Remembering us together, how you stole my heart and said that you would love me forever. Now the seasons change, but we live in stormy weather. Tell me what went wrong. Can we work it out between us? Time over.
Debbie Poole, that note that you just hung and cried my last tear, we could have gone out to lunch, had a picnic, and come back here, and you wouldn't have finished that. That was some kind of note. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That song was actually written by Ricky Felder and O. Sharif. And Jeff played guitar on that, and Buddy Lackin, I believe that's his last name, he also played keys on that, as well as Ricky. So, yeah, that's a great song. That was a great song.
And it's really cool because, you know, you've got some an Afro-Cuban vibe in one of the songs, and you've got this Spanish influence in others, and you've got a gospel feel. And then, you know, you've got that trumpet and that organ. It's like everything has flavor, one track after another. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm telling you, like I said, I just feel blessed and happy that I was able to, you know, my first actual. I did a song with Kim Waters years ago on his saxophone CD. But this is something that I'm proud of because I actually was able. I was really a part of the whole process, which was exciting. So. I'm just ready to get it out there and get people to, hopefully people will hear it and they will like it. They will love it. And, I can move on and we can, you know, do some great music, you know.
I think Kim Waters should give you a call because, frankly, I think you're going to help his career.
That's right, Kim. You better give me a call.
That's right. Look, he needs a little extra edge, and I think that you're the edge that he needs.
Thanks.
And Debbie, there is somebody on the phone. Now, I'm not sure who it is. I'm just taking a chance. So I'm not going to let you go because I want to see if this is a good call for you. Hello, area code 347. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Who is this?
Hey.
My name is Keith Rogers. I'm in New York City.
Keith.
Hey. What's up,
Hello?
Keith?
Hi, Keith.
What's up, Debbie?
Hey, what's up? Keith on the phone.
I just want to say that Debbie came to New York City and sat in on a Najee Allen Gunn's birthday celebration at the New Yorican Cafe, and she blew this legend's mind who worked with Phyllis Hyman.
Wow.
Yes. If you don't believe me, Facebook a Najee Allen Gunn's. She is beautiful, and she sings beautifully, and I love how she approaches the music, and I definitely think that she has something to offer the music.
You are absolutely on the money, Keith. I've been knowing Debbie since 2005. I know exactly where you're coming from. Always have believed she's one of the stronger people singing on this planet. She really is. And that's great news that she blew a few people's minds in New York. That's cool.
Yes.
Thank you, Keith.
Yes, so I'm sitting here. I got the radio blasting.
Well,
thank you so much for those kind words. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you can
those words were inspired by your actions.
Oh,
that's
man.
Nice. That is so nice. Well, now you can hear the whole show on archive because it's going to be available for archive when we close this thing out in the next couple of minutes on Blog Talk Radio. It's always available. I know Matt was expressing an interest before, Debbie, when you were on as a guest in the chat room. So anybody can go there, and if you have a scenario whereby you've got the tools or whatever, you can embed part of this on your website. So there you go.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for having Debbie on, and that was a fun interview.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's my girl. I believe, and that's what we say in Baltimore all the time.
I believe.
That's it.
Right.
That's awesome. Keith, thank you so much for taking the time. That really does mean a lot to have you say that.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Debbie is great.
Thank you,
Keith. And I wish you the best. I wish everybody the best. Okay, everybody?
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Keith. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Same to you.
All right.
Cool.
All right, bye-bye.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
Things like that mean so much. That just means so much to me. So I appreciate that.
You know what? In this crazy world that we live in, for folks to take the time, whether it's a written word or a verbal word or just time, people creating the time to say that you're special, it does mean everything.
It's my Christmas present today, Chris. It's my Christmas present. It's my Christmas and my birthday's New Year's Day. So it's going to be my Christmas and my birthday present all in one.
Oh,
right now,
my God. What a New Year's Day birthday you are going to have in 2012. Woo!
I'm a party. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but it's going to be a big one.
Well, I believe that Matt will let you know momentarily what you're going to be doing. I can only imagine. Yeah, I've got to think about something special. Maybe we can get a group of us together who are music lovers or something and do something local. Who knows?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, girl. You know I love you, and I believe in you to the nth degree. And I know that things are going to be happening for you in 2012 that you could only have dreamt even a couple of years ago.
Here you are. But once again, Trish, thank you so much for having me on your show. I love you to death, and I appreciate all of your support. It means a lot. It means a whole lot to me. So thank you so much.
I know it does, and God bless you. You know that it's going to be ongoing, so whatever I can do. And honestly, this vision of a radio station is going to be ongoing. People think I'm a crazy woman at this point, but that's okay because other people have been labeled crazy before me, and their dreams have come true. End of story.
Hey. Do you, Trish.
Well,
be yourself, do you. That's all you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Bless your heart. And we'll keep in touch. We'll find out what's going on, and this won't be the last time you're on the show. We'll figure out what phase two is going to be for Debbie Poole. And again, go to DebbiePoole.com, folks who are listening, and you'll be able to see where you can buy. We always talk about supporting live music. We've got to support the recorded music as well. In the Midst of Love is the name of the CD. And it's Debbie Poole. You're going to hear that name. Maybe the next time that we want her to be on the show, she won't be able to because she'll be closing the show, and other folks who are the superstars right now will be opening for her.
That's right. And let them know that also, if they go to DebbiePoole.com, that the title of the song may say "Don't Count Me Out." It's just another song that I kind of, I guess at first that's the title that I had for the CD, but
Either one of those you can find the song. So,
gotcha. Okay. And remember to go to youtube.com, Poulet Vu, and see Cried My Last Tear and Something I Said, because they're they're naughty. They're just deliciously naughty.
Yeah, we
remember, put the X back in Christmas, buy that CD from Debbie, and some of your Christmas dreams could come true.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, Debbie. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. If I don't talk to you, and I hope I do, have a Merry Christmas. I hope you have a great New Year, too.
Everybody else, have a happy, safe, wonderful Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for all of your kind words and your support. I appreciate it.
That's great. Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, Trish.
Talk to you soon.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Oh, sometimes you just don't want things to end because the music is so good. Hey, look, I'm telling you, you got 12 tracks on here in the midst of love. You might as well go and buy the thing. You can buy them piece by piece if you want, but go get the whole CD because you know that you want to. Thanks to all the folks who joined us today. Chris had to leave. Leo had to leave. Griselda, Dwayne, Norman, Matt, Lawrence, Bonnie, Aubrey, and all the guests that prefer to be nameless. It's okay. I completely get it. Hey, let's do this, shall we? Let's do Daoud's closing music. This is Daoud Saeed, and Debbie was just talking about Daoud because he's part of Spice, and Spice has been the group that has been backing Debbie for the past several years, certainly since the time I've known her. So whenever you see her out and about, it's usually Jesse, Johnny, and Daoud. And Daoud has his own projects. And on top of that, all three of the guys in Spice are working with Don Mark, who was a guest here some weeks back. And they're going to be touring in 2012. And there's a good possibility that Debbie Poole might get to tour with them. So it's a small, wonderful musical family that we have here in the Baltimore, D.C. area. Next time around, it's going to be Hokun Graf. I am just getting to know this gentleman. Formidable. European-based, now living in California, and among other things that he has done, he has a group called Graffiti. Dennis Chambers on drums. Gary Granger on bass. Yeah! It's not second stringers we're talking about. It's that kind of talent. So Hokun is formidable on keyboard, as is Daoud Saeed here. So please join us on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy on Thursday. And to everyone, God bless. Thanks so much for joining us. See you on Thursday.